W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hamas says they'd have accepted a proposal regarding a ceasefire agreement. A senior leader saying the proposal includes a ceasefire, reconstruction, the return of the displaced, and the liberation of prisoners. But Israel is continuing to gear up for a new ground offensive. ABC News foreign correspondent Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv with the latest.
Israeli military officials urging Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, ahead of an expected ground offensive by Israeli forces into the city, where more than a million civilians have sought shelter during the war.
It's lunch break at former President Trump's New York hush money trial after Trump was slapped with another $1,000 fine for contempt. Much of the morning heard testimony about invoices, ledgers, and tax documents. Floodwaters closed some Texas schools today after days of heavy rains pummeled the Houston area and led to hundreds of rescues. A 5-year-old boy died after riding in a car that was swept away by fast waters. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin-Madison faculty and staff are holding a rally to support the student pro-Palestine protest on campus. They're visiting the encampment and talking to students and others. Professors tell Channel 27 in Madison they hope the faculty rally will push the university to let students be more involved in decision-making. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman, meanwhile, says he won't rule out campus police removing tents again from campus like they did last week. Rothman says it's illegal because it's unsanitary and unsafe.
As your mother told you, nothing good happens after midnight, right? So I think we really are concerned about the safety issue, and the encampments ultimately will be gone.
Rothman speaking on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Gas prices are coming down. Officials say the downward trend's going to continue. According to GasBuddy.com, the average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin as a whole is $3.34. In Green Bay, the average price has fallen over 6 cents a gallon to $3.24. In Appleton, the average is $3.31 a gallon, down 4 cents. And in Oshkosh, the current average is $3.30 a gallon, down 5 cents. The Appleton Historical Society recently purchased a building at 231 West Franklin Street to be its new home. Originally, it was built as a funeral home in 1931. Most recently, it was home to the Sitzman Law Firm. Before moving from its current location on North Durkee Street, the Historical Society says it will install an elevator at West Franklin and make other improvements to the building. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers on the road in KC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Royals tonight for the start of a 3-game series. The Brewers leaving Wrigley Field last evening following a 5-0 shutout loss to the Cubs. We learned the Cubs have got some weakness in the bullpen, but a very good starting rotation right now. NFL Packers rookie minicamp wrapping up over the weekend in Green Bay. They've already signed quarterback Michael Pratt out of Tulane to a contract. Pratt was a 7th-round pick. NBA, Doc Rivers says expect changes at the Bucks, particularly on the coaching staff now that the season is over.
Obviously, I got to evaluate everything and build the right staff so we can have the right staff and all that stuff. But it's an advantage now going through the half of the season and coming to camp, then taking a new job. You know, at least I've been with these guys, kind of know how they tick. I know things that you would have never known that. So I think it's an advantage for me coming into next year.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Abundant sunshine today with high temperatures flirting with 70 degrees. Winds out of the southeast a bit feisty, gusting up to 20 miles per hour as a storm system strikes tomorrow, bringing some heavy rain and thunderstorms by the afternoon and into the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Busted pencils,
fully
community-led education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author of Searching for Patty Hearst, a true crime novel, Roger Rappaport, and Wisconsin comedian Tracy Schrader joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a great day to be Wisconsinite. We are live on location at Rejuvenation Spa on the west side of Madison, where Toddy just had his locks shorn. Little haircut here. Thanks to my wonderful hairstylist, Lizzie Ott, and co-owner here at Rejuvenation Spa, Gretchen Brown, back at the world headquarters downtown here in Madison, high atop State Street, our very own Aaron Zommers. Mr. Zommers, happy Monday. What do you think? Looks pretty good, huh?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think as much as I can see, you know, he's got the headphones back on, right. So it covers some of it up.
Yeah, I know. I got
we did have Andrew in Maine earlier mentioning that maybe we should do, I believe it was Andrew. Yes, it was, that you should have stuck with the normal headphones on. And then get all your haircuts like that so it looks like you're wearing headphones without the headphones.
Now, see, that's a pretty good idea. We should have had that idea at the beginning of the show.
But, it was already happening when Lizzie, I saw the comment. It was too
right,
late.
Right. Lizzie did a great job, as always. And I think it's good. I mean, I like, you know, last week was Small Business Week in America. And this is one of these local small businesses that, you know, there's so many like them in each of our communities, right? Each place has a barber shop, and each place has and or a, you know, older folks might call them a beauty shop, but, you know, a hairstylist, a salon, that sort of thing. And it is a place that we all go to, and I think it's just kind of cool getting to know the back, because I didn't know until I listened to my hairstylist here, all the training that goes into looking for skin cancer, that kind of thing. And it makes sense, right? Because you can't see the, you know, the back of your head or the back of your ears or whatever.
Right, exactly.
So,
and I know I took a little visit to rejuvenationspa.net earlier, their website, which you can find in the podcast description. And I'm going to have to see about booking a massage there because I got some real tight muscles that it's pretty bad. And I don't know what to do about it. Maybe they will.
Well, there you go. They got body therapy services, massage services, you know, all kinds of great things, not just a hair salon as well. So, yeah, check them out. Rejuvenation Spa here on the west side of Madison. Basically, just kind of kitty corner across the street from West Town Mall on Mineral Point Road. Easy in, easy out. Got a bakery next door and Pizza Hut just within walking distance as well. So you can just hang out here all afternoon. It's a beautiful day here across the state of Wisconsin, so get out and enjoy it. People might be able to hear, Mr. Zommers, my allergies kicked in over the weekend, and holy macaroni. I was kind of down for the count allergy-wise, and just kind of stayed in, took a hot shower, and a lot of sinus meds and ibuprofen, starting to feel a little bit better, but it's beautiful today, but it is allergy season, as they say, for a lot of us sufferers of spring allergies.
Oh, yeah, I saw a lot of pollen floating in the air this morning as I walked to my car, and I'm like, oh, boy, it's going to be fun
when
day.
When you, You're so right. When you literally see it floating in the air, that's when that's the thing. It's like, oh, geez, maybe it's time to do something else, right? Get somewhere else where the pollen isn't quite so bad. Here's what's coming up in hour number two as we continue on location here at Rejuvenation Spa on the west side of Madison. Going to give away a couple of Brewers tickets. The Milwaukee Brewers were able to snag one over the weekend from the Cubbies, but the Cubbies came back and won the other two games. They have a weekend series coming up against the good old St. Louis Cardinals, and it's never more fun than to beat up on a team like St. Louis. And we're going to give you a chance, thanks courtesy of our executive producer, Luke Mathers, who keeps these tickets in his leather satchel and on occasion brings them out and lets us give away a couple of tickets. So we're going to do that here in just a bit. And also going to ask you what's worse this hour as well. A related question in terms of what's worse. Right now I want to go to a story. And we've talked about this before, AI. And, of course, Todd has a fear of being taken out of this world by an AI robotic dog. I'm convinced that's what's going to happen. So over the weekend, a great story by Axios entitled Warren Buffett, AI is a genie that, quote, scares the hell out of me, unquote. This is Warren Buffett, you understand. In investing legend Warren Buffett, Saturday delivered a stark warning about artificial intelligence, likening the technology's rise to the development of nuclear weapons in World War II. Now, here's why it matters. While it's not the first time Buffett has weighed in on AI risks, it comes at a time when AI is already creating vast amounts of paper wealth and stoking expectations about how the technology will upend everyday life. If you want to dive into it a little bit, Buffett made his remarks at Berkshire Hathaway's first annual meeting without Charlie Munger, the second in command who passed away back in November, of course, at the age of 99. Although Berkshire isn't directly involved, invested in AI stocks, technology giant Apple remains its largest holding, that of Berkshire Hathaway, even as the holding company significantly impaired its massive stake in Q1. So what is he saying, Warren Buffett? Well, during the question and answer session in Omaha, Nebraska on Saturday, Buffett downplayed his expertise in AI, but, quote, that doesn't mean I deny its existence or anything of the sort, unquote. He hearkened back to his remarks at last year's meeting when he said, quote, we let a genie out of the bottle when we developed nuclear weapons, and that genie has now been doing some terrible things lately, and the power of that genie scares the hell out of me, unquote. He went on to say, other than I don't know any way to get that genie back in the bottle, AI is somewhat similar. It's part of the way out of the bottle, and it's enormously important, and it's going to be done by somebody, so we may wish we'd never seen that genie, or it may do wonderful things. He specifically cited the rise of deep fake technology, where he described seeing one using his likeness, quote, and it was delivering a message that in no way came from me. So when you think of the potential for scamming people, scamming has always been part of the American scene, but it's going to be a growth industry of all time. Now, we've talked about this on this show before, and I mean, Warren Buffett is right. AI has some great potential to do some great things. But as he points out here, it also has great potential to do a lot of harm. We've seen this in political ads, of course. We've seen this in business ads. We've seen in online scammers now where people will take somebody's voice, say, off of a social media post. If you have like a one-minute post, they take your voice, they can replicate that, and then they feed it into a machine, they call up one of your relatives, and they use their voice to say, hi, grandma, or hi, mom, or whatever. Hey, I need $1,000. My car broke down. And it sounds like it's the loved one's, you know, child or grandchild or whatever, and people get scammed. So this stuff is out there. On the other hand, there was it was great in a way. On Sunday morning, this story over the weekend, yesterday, and they're using AI to put out new music by country music legend Randy Travis. Now, Randy Travis, you know, Together or Forever and Ever, Amen, that was one of his big hits. He was really the person back in the late 80s, early 90s, who ushered in a new era of country music. And he's had some struggles in his life, and most recently here a few years ago, he had a massive stroke, almost died, and essentially lost his ability to speak and certainly to sing much, although he sung, I believe, at the Grand Ole Opry, sang Amazing Grace. It was very difficult for him, but he did it. But not to the point where his quote-unquote old or former voice, where he sold albums and records. And so now, this story on Sunday morning yesterday, they're using AI, and they're having, I forget the other artist, a younger, much younger artist, comes in and sings a new song. And they've taken all of Randy Travis's previous vocal tracks, and they fed it into this big high-end computer, and they lay Randy Travis's voice and style over the younger singer who sang Randy's song, and they put it through the machine, and what comes out sounds like brand new music by Randy Travis. And it kind of is, because he wrote or helped write the song, and it's his voice, quote-unquote, from past recordings. But it's not really Randy Travis singing it. It's this younger artist. And then the computer, AI, lays Randy Travis's voice over this. Is that cool? Or does it scare you? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What do you think of this new AI, artificial intelligence technology, that Warren Buffett was talking about over the weekend? And this story I just described, where it can almost bring people back to life, or at least their voices back to life. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us off the Civic Media app, and or give us a call. Love to hear from you. What do you think of this new AI product here? Dana from La Crosse, I thought it was Dana La Crosse. Sorry about that. Somebody had just texted in there. But give us a call. Give us a text. We'd love to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. What do you think of this new AI technology that is allowing Randy Travis, after having a massive stroke, to put out new music? And as Warren Buffett talks about here, citing the rise of deep fake technology, where you can make false ads, you know, by using a politician's or a candidate's voice. Now, flashback here, according to the story in Axios, Buffett's remarks about AI are in keeping with Berkshire's long-held views about value investing that have led the Oracle of Omaha, as he's known, and Munger, the now-departed former business partner, to be deeply skeptical about buzzy new developments in the economy. So they're not investing directly in this, but, you know, similar technology. Bill in Oconomowoc, got about a minute here, Bill. We can keep you through the break if you have time. But, Bill, let's start out. Go ahead, Bill. What do you have to say?
Well, first of all, AI has been very good to me investment-wise. I've been with NVIDIA for years. And also Google, Microsoft, and all the ones that are right behind there. Second of all, we already have half of AI in our phones now. Ask Google a question it can't answer. I'm asking all kinds of right. stuff. Yet to find it, I don't know.
Bill, hang on a second. We'll finish it up on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Bill Nicomlock, more from him and your phone calls as well. We're on location at Rejuvenation Spa in Middleton or Madison, rather. It's the All Ball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on location on the Civic Media Radio Network here at Rejuvenation Spa on the west side of Madison. Happy to be here. Todd just got his haircut last hour and continuing our, it was fun. It was a lot of fun talking to Gretchen Brown, the owner here, and also Lizzie Ott, one of our hairstylists. Had a lot of fun. So we're going to do this second hour here as well. Coming up, giving away Milwaukee and Brewer tickets for Thursday's game and also another edition of What's Worse. Right now, talking about the story by Axios over the weekend, Warren Buffett, the great investor and business person, saying AI, quote, scares the hell out of him. Says it could do some good, but also could be, quote, very disruptive. Bill from Oconomowoc on the line. Bill, sorry, we had to step away there for a second, do a little business. Welcome back to the show. You were saying that we already have AI a little bit in each of our lives, or at least a lot of us do. Go ahead.
Yes, with our smartphones, you can ask it a question and it'll solve the problem for you. At least I have not ever heard, I don't know, come out of it. Now, right. Like anything, of course you evaluate the answer. You don't say, well, no matter what it says, it's got to be right. It could be off, but in 9 times out of 10, it's right. Now let's move forward to total AI, and it's a year or two away. And I come down, and actually I've had it before, cancer, and this time I come down with a real, oh man, Bill, it doesn't look good. You give it to AI, and what it would take the smartest man in the world and all of the resources, maybe 5 years to solve, AI could maybe do it in a day or two.
Right. This is a great question. And I think this is funny, or not funny, but interesting you bring this up, because I watched this story on CBS Sunday morning yesterday on quote-unquote restoring Randy Travis's voice. I'm like, that's super cool and that's awesome, but have we asked AI to, quote, you know, cure cancer? Or some of these things that we haven't been able to cure yet, have we unleashed this power on some of our worst diseases?
Well, you know, let's start simple with the answer. If you said right now to Google, I have a cough and a cold, what do you recommend? They'd give you some advice. They might not cure it, but you know what I mean? You're on your way to at least being better than you are before you called. That's my point.
Right.
But
that's true.
When AI is involved and it is really serious, hard or whatever, and they hit all the possibilities of failure, and then they hit the one that's success, that's where you with how it's going to work. Now, there's going to be downside with grandma calling up, or me, my case, grandpa calling up, and you know he wants. But my kids are smart enough to know when a scam's a scam.
Okay.
They're smart enough, and you know we will have problems, but we'll figure that out.
Yeah. Well, look, I appreciate your optimism on this. And yes, I recognize there is a lot of upside to it, but I'm kind of with Warren Buffett. It kind of does scare the hell out of me a little bit when I see this stuff, because I see the potential for the downside to it. And like, you know, like a superhero movie, this put in the wrong hands could be really dangerous, I think. But you're right. It does do a lot of good as well. Bill, always a pleasure. Always welcome on the show. Bill of the Oconomowoc, thank you for calling. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Angie from Monroe. Angie, thanks for listening. What's
up? Sorry. No, that was a texter. Right now is Dave in Madison.
All right. Very good. Dave right here in Madison listening on WMDX. Thanks for listening, Dave. What do you say?
Oh, this is me I'm on?
Yep, you're on. Dave, go right ahead.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, yeah. you should be scared. I am. I mean, the rise of artificial intelligence, data analytics, machine learning, you know, this is going to be our last invention. Millions and millions of people, first of all, this is just for starters, will be displaced, and their jobs will be gone. Millions, probably over, I think estimates now are in the billions. And that's going to spawn the rise of right-wing populist movements. We know what happened during the run-up to World War II, the rise of the Nazis and fascism. That's already kind of going on all over the world. But with the rise of artificial intelligence and the displacement of millions, that's gonna cause that to happen all over the place. Also, you know, these things, this can lead to a technological singularity, it's called, where artificial intelligence starts replicating itself, and with each iteration, it becomes more and more powerful. We can do about 2-3 calculations a second, maybe, or 5 seconds. This thing can do, right now we're at the speed of 4 trillion calculations a second. So every year that it advances, but we advance, it's like 4 trillion years for it. And I could go on and on and on. Do you want me to go on about other things associated with artificial intelligence? Because it's all
no,
bad.
We get the point. I appreciate the call, Dave. And I mean, it does scare me. But to the earlier caller's point, I also see the benefits, right? How, because in medical terms, you get all these calculations that much quicker. You know, there have been people that have said they have health issues that have been helped greatly by this technology as well. But I'm with you, Dave. It makes me more than a little nervous. Thanks for the call. 855-752-4842. What are your thoughts on AI technology? Are you in the same boat as Warren Buffett and me? A little scared by all this. But still, look, Warren Buffett's still investing in Apple. That's one of their biggest investments, of course. And, you know, Apple is doing pretty well. Last time I checked. This article at Axios, at Berkshire's 2023 meeting, Munger, again, Warren Buffett's late partner, business partner, said, he was, quote, somewhat skeptical of the hype that's gone into artificial intelligence. I think old-fashioned intelligence works pretty well, he said. In the past, Buffett has warned AI would be, quote, enormously disruptive, but helpful in unlocking economic efficiencies. The bottom line, it's definitely hard to teach an old dog new tricks like Toddy, but Buffett hardly stands alone in seeing AI as an existential risk, or that it will possibly, quote unquote, take over. I think that's, maybe I watch too many science fiction movies, but, you know, at some point, does it learn how to out trick a human? I'll tell you one thing, Mr. Somers, AI can't do: cut hair.
Yeah.
Don't say yet. I can't imagine. I mean, how are you going to train an AI robot to cut hair, you know, well, at least? I mean, you could cut it, but you might be missing an ear after you get done.
Yeah, I think just like with any other technology, just like with books, just like with computers, obviously AI is a little bit different than those, but still, we just have to learn how to harness it. And I think that it has great potential for good, as other people have said. And I am trying my best to be optimistic, but unfortunately, because our government is set up to be slow and methodical, we're not reacting fast enough to the developments in technology. Yeah. And I don't know if this metric is accurate anymore, but I remember years ago seeing something about technology, like the speed at which we double our capacity to calculate with computers is increasing rapidly. I don't know. I forgot the number. I'll have to find that.
All right. As my former broadcasting partner, Kevin O'Connor, is fond of saying, when it comes to AI, great potential for disaster. It could go either way. Great potential to win tickets. When we come back, we are on location at Rejuvenation Spa in Madison. We are going to give away 2 tickets to the Thursday game on the other side, to come back for that, as well as another edition of What's Worse involving, yes, hair. We come back. We're on location. It's the Tile Ball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting a $62 million grant from the Biden administration to help install solar power, but those types of projects might be against Wisconsin law. The Cap Times of Madison reports it's not clear how it will all work out. Stakeholders in the state will finalize grant planning in the coming weeks. Inmates in Wisconsin state prisons are finding expression and healing through art. Deborah Bremer is the curator of an exhibit called Art Against the Odds. She says the results are uplifting for inmates and their families.
There's pride, and you can imagine that that might be rare when you have a relative or a loved one who has done something and, you know, is being punished by incarceration.
The exhibit is on view at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay through Sunday the 19th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. UW Oshkosh disability advocates claim that UWO is violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. The university recently cut four of the eight staff positions serving students with disabilities. They were part of the elimination of 250 staff positions to counteract a budget deficit. Now students say requests for accommodations are being denied or delayed. Group members want the school to improve academic support and infrastructure for students with disabilities. Bab Smith and her husband planned up to 50 crabapple trees in their hometown city parks every year, making Appleton a little bit more beautiful.
So we donate the trees to the city, and then we help them plant, and then they own the trees. They maintain them, so it works out really well.
Each tree costs around $70. This year, they will be planting trees at Shields Youth Sports Center on May 9th, starting at 10 a.m.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Fans of the show Criminal Minds Evolution will want to hear this. Paramount Plus has announced the show will drop the first two episodes of Season 2 Thursday, June 6th. Deadline reports that a new episode will drop every Thursday following the release. The show stars Joe Mantegna, Paget Brewster, A.J. Cook, and Aisha Tyler. The show is a spinoff of CBS original Criminal Minds, which debuted in 2005 and ran for 15 seasons. Britney Spears sprained her ankle and the paramedics were called. People.com reports that witnesses say Spears and boyfriend Paul Richard Solis got into a fight before the incident while staying at the Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles. Spears, who was newly divorced and coming off a long legal battle with her father, seemed embarrassed by the incident, saying she twisted her ankle and the paramedics caused a whole big scene. Paramedics for a twisted ankle? Doesn't the Chateau have an ice machine? And who sprains their ankle in a lover's quarrel? Must have been one heck of a dance-off. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Abundant sunshine today with high temperatures flirting with 70 degrees. Winds out of the southeast a bit feisty, gusting up to 20 miles per hour as a storm system strikes tomorrow, bringing some heavy rain and thunderstorms by the afternoon and into the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates radio show each and every day. We do a show about nothing, but we make it interesting and, you know, we touch on the headlines. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Don't you be scared. So run your hands
live on location on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are at Rejuvenation Spa in the west side of Madison. Ty just got his haircut last hour, in case you missed it. Lovely time with the owner here of Rejuvenation Spa, Gretchen Brown, one of the co-owners here, and Lizzie Ott, my hair care professional, a hairstylist here. Todd is all cleaned up for another 4 weeks or so. Got to make my appointment before I leave here, Mrs. Hummers, for another. Otherwise, I'll forget. I'll get shaggy like the shaggy DA. We don't want that.
Lizzie did remind you. I did hear that.
You heard that. You heard that. Very good. We're going to play a little bit What's Worse here in a minute. It is a hair care theme, as a matter of fact. But right now, time once again to give you a chance to win some Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Now, here's what happens. Our executive producer, Luke Mathers, who will be on this show tomorrow with Tuesday Tangents with Luke, he has all of these season tickets, our lot, if you will. These are great seats. They're club seats. They're right on the third base line between third base and home plate. And they're cushy. They have great seats. You can look right into the Brewers dugout, see your players, the managers, and a great view of the brand new scoreboard, which I hear is spectacular. And you have your own concession stand. Well, not just for you, but for people that sit in the club seats right outside the doorway there. So these are not your average tickets, you understand. So we're giving away a set of two. This is two tickets for this Thursday's game. First pitch scheduled to go at 6:40 p.m. on Thursday. 6:40 p.m. The opponent, the always hated St. Louis Cardinals.
Are they always hated?
At AM Fan Field. In my book, they are, yes. The always hated St. Louis Cardinals will be in for a game, a weekend series. Here's your chance to win two tickets. You have to be able to go to the game on Thursday at 6:40. So your chance to win two tickets. Here is the question. First person to answer it right will... I'll hang on a second here, because here's the deal. We'll put people on the air, and we'll tell you whether you're right or wrong. So, in the theme of hair care products, the most famous mustachioed Milwaukee Brewer in Brewer history, of course, the great relief pitcher, Raleigh Fingers. Great guy from everything I heard, and of course, a great pitcher. But Raleigh Fingers did not play his entire career with the Milwaukee Brewers. Name one of the other two teams that Raleigh Fingers played for in his Major League Baseball career. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Raleigh Fingers, the most famous mustachioed Milwaukee Brewer, had a great career at Milwaukee. But before Milwaukee, he played for two other teams. Tell us one of the other two teams that Raleigh Fingers played for, and the first person with the right answer has two tickets for the club level coming up on Thursday night at 6:40. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
And we have there's a few people on the line. First guest is Tom from New Berlin. So Tom, what is one of the other teams he played for?
Yep, one of the other teams that Raleigh Fingers played for.
Yeah, he played for the Oakland Athletics.
Bingo, you are right. First person out of the gate. Can you name the other team off the top of your head?
Well, no, I'm just a big baseball fan, you know.
No, that's fine. The other team, so you were right, Oakland Athletics. He also played from 77 till 80 with the San Diego Padres. So it was Oakland Athletics from 68 to 76. Of course, he won World Series with Oakland, was the MVP, I believe, of World Series. And then from 77 to 80 was with the Padres. And then 81 to 82, and then 84 to 85, he was with Milwaukee. So very good, Tom. Can you go to the game on Thursday night?
Oh, yes, for sure. I'll take my daughter.
Hey, that's fantastic. Great. Well, stay on the line. Don't hang up, Mr. Zomers. We'll give you the way to get the tickets here. We'll get the information to you. So congratulations. Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks so much for calling in. All right. Very good. There is Tom right out of the gate there. I thought might be a little bit harder than it was, but I think Raleigh Fingers is one of the beloved brewers. Even though he wasn't really with them that long, from 81 to 82, took a year off, and he came back from 84 to 85. But holy smokes, number one, what a great mustache, number one. It was fantastic. And he came in, and he had a lot of panache, a lot of style back in those days. The relief pitchers used to come in at County Stadium on a golf cart or something like that. It was a big deal when relief pitchers came in. And he had a fastball, and he was exciting, and just he was a character, I guess you might say. And I think because he had so much success with the Oakland Athletics, and then coming to Milwaukee, and people thought, well, here we go. Even though he had spent some time with San Diego in between there, and you know, he was part of that magical run in 1982 all the way to the World Series, where of course the Brewers were defeated by the always hated St. Louis Cardinals in that game. And again, St. Louis taking on Milwaukee this Thursday night at 6:40. Now, if you can't go to the game like Tom there, you can also listen on your Civic Media stations, and you can find those on places like in the Fox Valley, Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. Also in the old hometown at WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM and 1480 AM in southeastern Wisconsin, on WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, and in Kenosha at 98.1 FM, and up in the North Woods at the big 98Q Country, WCQM in Park Falls, 98.3 FM. Again, the Brewers taking on the Cardinals on Thursday, 6:40. Congratulations to Tom. You're probably a little bit too young, Mr. Zomers, but have you ever seen any of Raleigh Fingers' pitching abilities there?
No, I have not.
Not really. Yeah, he is. He had a style all of his own, and I looked it up here. 71 years old. 71 years old, Mr. Fingers. There. Also, talk about mustachioed guys. Gorman Thomas, Storman Gorman, also had a pretty good mustache and kind of some. So I think some mutton chops for a while. And Moose Haas also had a beard, a mustache as well. So we've had some good beards and mustaches in the Brewers over the years. But for my money, Raleigh Fingers still the yeah, he kind of get curled up on the end, you know, kind of like a spy movie or something like that, like a Pink Panther movie.
Yeah, it is a good mustache. I've seen pictures. I just haven't seen, you know, any videos.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, there you go. And don't forget, unfortunately, you cannot stream Brewer games on the Civic Media app because we're not allowed to do professional sports, only college on the stream. But if you're in Oshkosh, Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, or up in Park Falls, you can listen to the Brewers on all those stations all throughout the year. We thank Luke Mathers for giving us a couple tickets. And I believe tomorrow, Mr. Mathers will have two more that he'll reach into his satchel and will give away two more tickets to this game on tomorrow's show. So if you didn't win today, call back when we do this all over again tomorrow. Right now, Mr. Zomers, time once again for another edition on location of What's Worse. This or that.
Choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time now to do another edition of What's Worse, where we give away no prizes. There is no contest money. You don't win a darn thing, but your chance to have your opinion heard across statewide radio and around the world on the Civic Media app. Time once again on location here for Rejuvenation Spa, where Todd has had his hair cut by the fantastic Lizzie, and also Gretchen Brown, the co-owner here, was talking to us as well. And I think, Mr. Zomers, you're a little too young to relate to this question, but I think a lot of our listeners will relate to this here. I'm sure you still have an opinion regardless of your age. Here is this edition of What's Worse. What's worse, losing your hair or growing it in the wrong place? What's worse, losing your hair or growing it in the wrong place? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your favorite Apple or Android device. I love this one, by the way. And CP came up with this. We had another one that was a little bit more political, and I said, well, look, we're going to be on location, so let's do something a little bit more fun for our folks here on location. And just on the spur of the moment this morning, having his coffee, bada bing, bada boom. What's worse, losing your hair or having hair growing in the wrong place or unwanted hair? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Now, this is what I can relate to, you know, you understand? And those watching on the stream, you know, you can clearly see why. I'm losing my hair. I've been losing it for quite a while. You don't have the extended forehead here and the bald spot in the back, but I still got some on the side, a little bit on the top. I have more, you know, more of a better beard than I have hair on top of my head. But I've also reached that age now in my early 50s where I'm having the unwanted hair. You know, the nose hair, a little bit of the ear hair. That's not where you want it, you understand? If I could only grow it as fast on my head, you know. So what's worse? Having your losing your hair or growing it in the wrong spot. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Mr. Zomers, who do we got here?
We have John in Watertown.
All right, John in Watertown. Thank you very much, John. What's worse, losing your hair or growing it in the wrong place?
I would have to say growing it in the wrong place. I'm losing my hair, and it doesn't really bother me that much.
Yeah,
but I'm an older man. I'm in my 60s. But growing in the wrong place, that to me just does not sound very appealing. I mean, I suppose right. You can shave it off, but it's gonna grow right back. It doesn't look right.
Right. And do you have like I occasionally get like a long hair like on the top of my ear. Like how the heck does that happen? You ever have things like that? You're like you gotta pluck it off or use a little razor. And,
yes.
You ever have something like that? Yeah.
It does happen.
It's not fun.
It's interesting how fast it can grow too.
Right?
You know?
Right?
I mean, you can get a, it's like, oh, I didn't have that yesterday, and it's like an inch long.
Right? Exactly right. John, thanks for playing. Really appreciate it. What's worse, losing your hair or growing it in the wrong place? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, losing your hair or growing it in the wrong or unwanted place?
I'm going to have to give us another vote for growing it in the wrong place because, like, let's go with nose hair. I started getting nose hair a few years ago that, like, grow long. And, like, just like John said, they grow so fast. And, like, trimming your nose hair, I bought a nose hair trimmer. And still, sometimes it manages to, like, nick me a little bit. Maybe not really. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. It's not, like, bleeding, but... And it's still... You have to keep trimming it all the time, and it's just... I don't know. It's... If your hair is going, that's kind of just part of life. But if you have hair in the wrong place... I mean, that's also part of life. But hair in the wrong places becomes difficult and or painful to remove.
Looking for hair in all the wrong places. I'm sorry, that was a completely different song. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, losing your hair or growing it in the wrong or unwanted place?
And we did have Greg on the line just a second ago. Looks like we lost Greg from Waukesha, but Greg, if you want to call back, we will take your call.
Yeah, Greg, we'll take your call or anyone else's. Well, now, see, I'm in the position where I basically have both. I'm losing my hair, plus I have hair occasionally and unwanted, like in my ear. Like, that's a weird spot to start growing hair for
like
me.
Like, not even on, not the, in, but on your ear.
Right, yeah, like on the top of my ear. Like, how does that happen? I mean, I didn't even know that was a thing until you start getting older. So these are the things, Mr. Zomers, you have to look forward to as you get older. Well, what's worse, losing your hair or growing it in the wrong place? We'll finish that up on the other side. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Back with more on location, live at Rejuvenation Spa. It's the All Ball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're live on location at Rejuvenation Spa on the west side of Madison. Coming up in about 9 minutes or so, it is the Maggie Dawn Show with the wonderful and talented and newly award-winning Maggie Dawn. Congratulations to the Maggie Dawn Show. I believe the Maggie Dawn Show proper got a silver award. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association took second place for a best radio show in the market. And also, they got the first place for digital story or web story, I believe, at the Maggie Dawn Show. So congratulations to now the award-winning Maggie Dawn. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up after the top of the hour news, weather, and a sports update as well. 2 to 4 this afternoon, Maggie Dawn, looking forward to that. Right now, we're finishing up a little segment here of what's worse. What's worse, losing your hair or growing it in the wrong spot? If you would like to weigh in, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. On the phone, Jack in Merrimack. Jack, always appreciate listening and calling in. Jack, what's worse, losing your hair or growing it in the wrong place?
Boy, definitely growing it in the wrong place.
I agree.
I'm an old guy, and I've been losing it for a while. At this point, it's sort of that U-shaped, what do they call it, monk's head hairstyle.
Right. And I'm getting there, Jack. I'm getting there.
All I do is I basically shave it off on top, yeah, and trim the beard on the bottom. Reminds me, there's an old Burma Shave ad. I don't know if you remember Burma Shave or you ever heard
of
it, but they used to have roadside signs, and it said something like, within this veil of coil and thin, your head grows bald, but not your chin. Use Burma Shave.
See, those were great signs, and that was a thing in politics too, for right. But it started, you're right, with that's why it gets the name Burma Shave. It started with that shaving cream. So that's awesome, Jack. I appreciate you calling in and bringing that up. I agree with you. I much rather keep going bald than have it grow in the wrong place.
And what he was saying about your hair not growing on your head and growing on your chin, it reminds me of a meme I saw back in the day, just an illustration of like the rock star to wizard scale, where you've got just long hair, you're a rock star, and as you get to the middle, it becomes like accountant. And then when you're bald and you just have a super long beard, you're a wizard.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Jack and Merrimack, thank you so very much. What's worse, losing your hair or having it grow in the wrong spot or an unwanted place? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mike, listening in on WRCE out of Spring Green, Wisconsin. Mike, always a pleasure. What's worse, losing the hair or having it grow in the wrong place?
Definitely growing in the wrong place. I started losing it on my head by 30, and I was okay with it. I wish I had it, but I was okay with it. But when it starts coming out of your ears, and your eyebrows start growing over your glasses, and you lose it on your legs. I just, right. Not the stud I once was, you know?
I feel you, Michael. I'm getting there. Yeah, and it seems like women don't have quite the same problem of growing out of the ears and the nose. Maybe they do, but it seems like it's more of a male thing. I'm not sure.
If there's a good part about it, my wife thinks Captain Picard is sexy being bald, so I got that going for
me. Well, there you go. We're set, right? We're set as we inch towards that. Make it so. I like it. Mike from Spring Green, listen on WRCE. Thank you so very much. A couple minutes left. If you want to weigh in, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, losing the hair or growing it in the wrong place? Mr. Summers?
I mean, yeah, as I said before, no, not really. But as I said before, growing it in the wrong place is definitely worse to me.
All right. All right. Do you want to close up the what's worse? Do we have, or are we not closing it up? There we go. We're closing it up. That's another edition of What's Worse. There you go. Tune in next time for another edition of What's Worse. There you go. Very good. We've closed it up. Here's something. We may talk about this more a little bit tomorrow. A news item. Would you take a boat ride on? It's called the Big Nude Boat. Offers a trip to quote-unquote paradise on a naked cruise from Florida. I'm not making this up. This comes from CBS. Like to travel light? Well, one cruise ship soon to set sail from Florida is making sure all you need is the bare necessities. No shoes, no clothes, but plenty of service. The so-called Big Nude Boat will take travelers from Miami to the Caribbean on a, quote, an 11-day adventure back to paradise, unquote, the website says, setting sail February 3rd through Valentine's Day of 2025.
Oh, no.
The trip, I'm serious about this. I'm not making it up. The trip offers a, quote, unquote, stress-free, clothes-free experience, unquote, during which up to 2,300 passengers can roam the ship in the nude while at sea.
Well, to me, that is most certainly not a stress-free experience.
It says, it's our pleasure to provide you with the luxury of deciding what not to wear, unquote, according to Bare Necessities, Tour and Travel. Now, passengers won't be allowed to be naked when the ship is docked, but can ditch their usual attire once they're anchored or out on the water. And when clothing is optional, standard nudist etiquette must be abided by, the website says. When sitting, nude passengers must either wear a thong or sit on a towel or some kind of fabric. Well, thank goodness
that makes sense. That makes sense.
And while the self-serve buffet on the pool deck is a clothes-free area, passengers must be dressed for all dining room meals, and no, bathrobes don't count. This is a real thing. Would you go on a nude cruise, Mr. Zoppers?
No.
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's really, I don't. Just no, I'm not interested in that.
The look on his face right now is absolutely priceless. I mean, these are questions of the day. Here's someone says, are you kidding me? Oh, this is somebody about hair growth on women. Menopause hair growth is awful. Same speed growth overnight. Getting old is not for sissies, a quote from George Smith. There you go. We appreciate all the folks here at Rejuvenation Spa, Gretchen Brown and Lizzie Ott. And all the listeners as well. Mr. Zomers back at the headquarters. Tomorrow, join us as Luke Mathers is in for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum and stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Banging on your drum and they will hear you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On the next Mino and the Mayor, Jake Vandenplas with Door County Farm for Vets joins us.
Then we'll welcome Coach Kayla, the new UWGB women's basketball coach.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.